Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister, bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. The first Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Arvel Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at arvelbird.com and get a hold of all of Arvel's wonderful music.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and today we have a very special guest. She does rock readings, and she is one amazing lady that combines earth knowledge, Mother Earth knowledge, with animals. She is a very, very good person with animals and has been a part of, you know, helping humane societies and other animals and dogs, which is huge. She also teaches Reiki and intuitive development classes, which is just huge. And she has a sacred stone school. Allison has had lots of luck with giving rock readings to multiple people, and she's worked with shamanism. She's worked with the old religion, Reiki, crystal Reiki, Atlantean Reiki, mediumship, and so much more. She's been all over the place from New York to North Carolina, and I just love Allison and her work and all the beautiful things that she does. You can check her out at therockgirl.com. She's my rock sister, and I just love having her on the show each time to talk about some of the things that she's doing and more. And if you'd like to call in, you can call in at 347-237-5339. And again, you can check out Allison at therockgirl.com. With that introduction, I'm going to bring her onto the show now and welcome her. Welcome to the show, Allison.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you for having me back. I really enjoy your show, and I wish you happy July blessings.
Thank you so much. Happy July blessings to you, too. You know, the last time we talked, you said I'd probably be down in Tennessee sometime, and ironically, you know, that has manifested, so it's pretty, you know, exciting. We may just run into each other again or something, but, you know, you just say it and it happens, so I'm, you know, rocking with the flow and enjoying that you're my guest today, because I just absolutely, you know, love having you here.
Oh, thank you. So what are you doing down in Tennessee?
Well, I guess my guides just kind of put me here. You know, that's kind of what happened the last time. And, you know, it happened again. I just listen. You know, I follow when they tell me to go somewhere. So that's what I decided to do. It's like, okay, you want me to go to the mountains now? Okay, I can go to the mountains now. Why not? I got that message before. So, you know, let's do it again. Accuracy is an amazing thing. And, you know, you're just, you know, we're sisters in so many respects and ways that, you know, it's just like, well, the message is there as long as you listen. You know, you take the path and you follow it. So that's what I'm doing down here, following the path.
Oh, cool. Now, okay, so what messages are you getting down there? The mountains are incredibly powerful, I can say, because I often I often sit there down in Asheville. Asheville with an A.
There's a big difference. Asheville, North Carolina is a very nice place where the mountains are, and you can get so much knowledge from just listening to those mountains in North Carolina. They are quite amazing rocks to just sit with and talk with. I've done that before.
Absolutely. So how long have you been down there in Tennessee?
Well, I guess since the beginning of July, it's really called, the mountains have called, and, you know, I'm taking those mountains in and just listening, so it's pretty huge, and, you know, I really like what I'm hearing, and I love your work, so let's talk a little bit about what you do, because I know everybody is anxious to hear a little bit about your background and what you do. I know I spoke a little bit about, you know, the humane societies and all the wonderful things that you've done, you know, humanely just to help the animals and the people and your education with your rocks and everything. Why don't you tell everybody a little bit more?
Okay, yeah. Well, I have, a bunch of places that people can check me out if you're just tuning in and you don't know much about me. You can check me out at www.therockgirl.com. That's my main website. I've got my psychic stuff on there, my services. There's a link to the school, Sacred Stone School, testimonials, all sorts of interesting things that you can click on. I also have another website called sacredstoneschool.com. That's www.sacredstoneschool.com, and that's really my school, and I really focus a lot about the different programs. I have a Master Stone program where we learn all things stone. Then I have a Reiki program, and it starts out with traditional Asui Reiki, 4 levels of that. Then we have 4 levels of rocks in Reiki, and then 4 levels of a much, much higher level Reiki called Sacred Energy, and that's all about running Lemurian, Atlantean, and Egyptian energies. Then I also have a psychic development program where I have 4 levels of psychic development, 4 levels of mediumship, and then another 4 levels of past lives in that program. And so I have a psychic, a Reiki, and a Master Stone program. And I've already started, but it officially won't be on the map until January 2014, is the Planetary Gridding Program. I'm going to have the crystal skulls, 4 levels of that, pyramids, and then also spheres. That's S-P-H-E-R-E-S, spheres. And so we're going to...
Wow.
Yeah, that's going to start really in-depth. And actually, Amanda, I just got back from Bimini, Bahamas. My head is still spinning.
Oh, my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I'd like to take a minute and fill everybody in on that trip because it was really literally the earth moved under our feet and it was life-altering. And for anybody who's on their computer out there, you can go to, I have 3 Facebook pages. I have Allison Hayes / The Rock Girl. That's my kind of friend page. Then I have The Rock Girl Psychic Healer page. That's more like the psychic stuff. And then I just started a week ago the Sacred Stone School page. So if you Google The Rock Girl Sacred Stone School Facebook page, in 1 week we've got over almost, I think we're up to 2,995 friends on there, or fans or likes or whatever it is.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, everybody seems to really like that page. And what I've been doing is posting pictures of Bimini and the grids and all sorts of stone type stuff on that page. And so you can cruise to any of those pages, give it a like, or friend me on the Allison Hayes / The Rock Girl page, and you'll see a lot of different pictures from Bimini. Bimini is a very remote, very primitive island, so to speak, in the northern Bahamas. And literally, it's not even a mile long, and it's not even a quarter mile wide. We were in a hotel in the center of the island, and literally you could look out one window and see the ocean, and you could just look out the opposite window and see the ocean. There's really no cars on the island. You have to get around by foot, bicycle, or by golf cart. And the supply boat, which also brings the mail, all of the food supplies, all of the, you know, clothing and everything else that people use, once a week, every Thursday. And so, you know, it was a very, you know, it's not a posh Club Med vacation, but it was a perfect destination to do crystal gridding and swimming with the dolphins. And when I tell you, we had, I believe, 15 people from all over the United States come down. A lot of people didn't know each other. And within, I think it was 5 or 6 days, the spiritual bonding, not only to each other, but to the island of Bimini and, of course, to the dolphins was out of this world. It was really a surreal vacation. And it was interesting because you saw a lot. I watched this, and I had people do testimonials at the end about their trip, you know, and I watched them, and I just started crying because it was so overwhelming, the connection that these people made. And it was wonderful to sit there and watch these people reconnect, these souls reconnect from previous lifetimes. And so it was a really intense trip. A lot, you know, people just reconnected, and just the spirit of energy that was down on that island was mind-blowing. I posted a lot of videos so people can actually see the water. Nothing is photoshopped. It's amazing. There was this one beach called Spook Hill Beach, S-P-O-O-K, like spooky, like Halloween, because it had a graveyard on the top of the hill, and then it had a beach on the bottom, and the energy of that beach, people would go there, and we would float for 3 to 4 hours at a time in this amazing water. And the sand was so silky, it really attuned our crystalline structure to a much higher frequency. And truth be told, all of us, we've been in touch since we've gotten back over the weekend, we're having a hard time kind of getting out our landing gear because really it took us to another realm. And I taught stones all week, and I knew this was going to happen. So what I did was give people a list of kind of step-by-step instructions on how to come back down to Earth. But you know, for these 15 people, including myself, our life has changed forever. It's interesting. Me, personally, a lot of things that would have normally bothered me don't bother me anymore. you really get
this. Wow,
kind of,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, I was in customs on the way back for 2 hours, and I was able to kind of just get myself up to a higher frequency where, you know, everybody was, not with my group, but other people were complaining and, you know, kind of agitated, and we just kind of stood there and realized that 2 hours is nothing in the big picture of time. We were able to connect to the dolphins. The dolphin swims were amazing, as well as the stones. Every morning at 7:30, we met at the beach because the sun is so intense during the day. And so we did a meditation. We learned how to connect to the crystals. We opened them. We closed them. We did a group planetary healing meditation. We also did something, a manifestation meditation and mantra that I do myself here every Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern time. And it was really, really, really mind-blowing. We're also putting together another trip for next summer. If anybody is interested, we can only take 15 people, so first come, first serve. The whole trip is around $2,400. We're going to try and keep the price the same as this year, and it includes, you know, we had all of our meals together, which was so very bonding. We had breakfast, lunch,
cool,
and dinner. Yeah, and people, you know, the schedule is pretty rigorous. It's crystals in the morning, and it's dolphins in the afternoon, dinner and bed. But it really was, it was a life-altering experience. And what I did was I brought down 15 Lemurian seed crystals from the original 1986 find in Brazil. And the first couple of days we did a big grid, we connected them, we activated them, and then midweek everyone chose a stone, or the stone chose them, and they got to work with the stone for the rest of the week, and it was a gift from me as part of the trip. So there are 14, including, you know, not including me, people out there with these amazing stones. And the best part is that they're all linked not only to each other, but to the universe and, of course, to the Isle of Bimini and the dolphins. And, you know, they're going to be doing this planetary gridding throughout the year, and then we're going to meet again next summer. And I like to call it the Lemurian Crystal Council 2013. So we're looking for
That's beautiful.
Yes, we're looking for new sisters and brothers for 2014. So if anybody's interested, just contact me at info@therockgirl.com. So that was my little ditty about our our journey last week, and hopefully a lot of you can make it next summer, because it's so important to make these connections and really help, you know, raise the frequency for the planet. Again, the island is very primitive, and a lot of the areas is run down. And what we did was each day we went to a different place, cleared a spot, made a circle, and kind of reignited that sacred energy in that particular place. So we were creating sacred spaces throughout the island. And the earth moving under the feet. Let me tell you about that.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, well, we worked with sacred spirals, and if you look on my Facebook page, you'll see what they are. We also worked with the sacred Lemurian seed symbol, and it's interesting. We worked with the spirals all week, and people kind of drew them in the sand and stood in them, and it connected them to the earth chakra. Well, midway through the week, after we raised their energy enough to handle the Lemurian seed symbol, we started drawing them, and many of the folks drew them, and you would see the sand move around them, and it looked like it had just rained. The ground puckered. That's how intense that symbol was. And you should have seen people's faces, Amanda, when they drew the symbol. I showed them how to do the Reiki press and infuse it into the ground, and literally the earth started to move. Now, I've seen this with Reiki energy, but these people haven't experienced before, and the proof was in the sand, really. What a great kind of backdrop to work with, because the sand actually moved. And there was a woman, her name was Maureen, and she was like, oh, my God, what's going on? And I explained it to her. And when I was on tour in Pennsylvania last spring, I had done a reading for her, and I said, listen, this is what's going to happen. And you don't believe it until you actually see it. And so this sacred Lemurian symbol that we were working with really, it does transport us to another place in time. And then it is important, Amanda, when you work with such high frequency, to be able to ground and come back to this planet. And I have to be honest with you, I'm pretty good at grounding and putting out my landing gear. But after this trip, I really had to take a few days to kind of reattune. And I went from Lemuria, which Bimini, that energy.
Wow.
Yeah, to Asheville. Now, Asheville is a very sacred place, but it's completely different energy. So I'm still kind of working with putting out my landing gear. But this trip does work, and if anybody's interested, join us next year.
That just sounds so fascinating and so exciting to participate in something like that. I mean, it's mind-blowing and amazing what you shared, and it probably was a little hard to, you know, find your landing gear and land. I can only imagine.
Oh, yeah. And like I said, I'm pretty good at the grounding thing, but when I tell you, just look on my Facebook, just look at the water. There was something otherworldly about it, and we were there for about 5 to 6 days. And next year, I'm probably going to be there for 2 weeks. I'm going to be doing kind of an intro to Lemuria energy class the first week, and the second week we're going to be dealing with the people who've already come, the Crystal Council, so to speak. So you should really try and join us next year, Amanda. I think that you'd be a good cog to have in the wheel.
Cool. Well, I may definitely look into coming next year and go ahead and start, you know, working towards that. I think that sounds like it would be an amazing trip. And, you know me, I'm into all that stuff already, too, that, you know, all kinds of rocks and stones always speak to me like they do to you. And, you know, I get a surge from almost any kind of a trip between dolphins and animals and everything else. So it'd probably be really exciting.
Yeah, and I will caution people. It is not a posh Club Med, vacation. It's really kind of an assembling of light workers. We were learning from the dolphins, learning from the crystals, and we were there to be trained to do our job. And so it was constant attuning and constant recalibration. The connection, Amanda, between all of these people. We met at the airport because we were all taking this tiny little shuttle plane over to Bimini from Fort Lauderdale, and everybody looked at each other and they're like, hi. And by the end of the day, these people had reconnected. And just to see that kind of sacredness of spirit and camaraderie between the sisters and the one brother. We had one guy with us, was just absolutely mind blowing, and it just brings tears to my eyes as I talk about it. And again, there was one lucky man. His name is Mark. He's actually a student of mine at the Rock Girl Sacred Stone School. He signed up for this back in January. And, you know, everybody else was women. And we really did need his male energy to kind of hold us together. But it's funny. We call him the sisters and the brother of Lemuria 2013. So,
wow.
Yeah, it was a great energy. It really was. And then, you know, coming up on the map, I had about 1 or 2 days of downtime. And now I'm, you know, kind of back in the saddle, so to speak, down here in Asheville for a couple of days. I am teaching Reiki 1 this weekend, and then I am headed up to New York City. I'll be up there for about a month. I'll be teaching chakra balancing, my chakra balancing certification, psychic level 2, rocks and Reiki master, and I'll be doing in-person live readings in the rock room. So if anybody's interested, check out my calendar page and appearances page on therockgirl.com and sacredstoneschool.com. Then I'm back in Asheville for all of September and October. I'm teaching a bunch of Reiki courses in October, and then I'm teaching a bunch of rocks classes in September. And I'm also going to the Best American Psychics Retreat, which is the first week in September. So that's pretty cool. I'm going to meet all these people in person finally. And then yeah, it's been years. I think I've been on that directory 4 or 5 years, and they're finally having this retreat in Asheville. So I'll actually be here for the first week, and I think it's a 3 or 4 day thing. Then at the end of October, I'm headed up to Doylestown, Pennsylvania again to do in-person readings for 3 or 4 days, and I'm teaching an Empowering Your Intuition evening for 2 hours, and then that weekend I'm teaching Psychic Development Level 1. So if anybody's interested, I'll be doing that at the end of October in Doylestown, Pennsylvania. A lot of times, you know, I'm starting to go on tour and teach these classes all over the place because people, you know, they either can't make it to New York or Asheville. I'm also going to California next year. I don't know exactly when, but I'll be teaching my Psychic Development Level 1 class in October. I'll also be in New York in November, and I'll be teaching it there as well. So my year is kind of booked, and I hope that, you know, if people are interested in connecting, they can make it to one of those locations because I'd love to meet them.
That's really cool. You've got a lot going on there that can, you know, educate people just in all the different places that you're going to be. And it's nice that you're traveling and kind of giving some people a wide variety of places where you're going to be.
Oh, yeah. So there'll probably be more next year. I'm actually, what is this? This is July. I'm doing my schedule for 2014 now. So if people have a group of 10 to 15 people in their area that are interested, I can come to that location, or I can at least try. If not, you know, I always have ongoing classes in New York and North Carolina at the Sacred Stone
mm-hmm.
School, North and South. So that's what's going on there.
Yeah.
So
very cool. You sound like you've been doing a lot of planning on your schedule. Have you had any other nice experiences since you've been back other than that beautiful trip that you took?
Oh, I've only been back a day.
In a day and you're refreshed and you're bouncy and you're all ready to go. That's wonderful.
Yeah. I'm actually headed into the Rock Room South today. You know, to kind of prep for my week this week. And again, I'm teaching Reiki. It's funny, whenever I usually run Reiki, teach Reiki at least once or twice a week. And down there, we were working with stones. And the minute I get back, my hands start to swell up. And I'm like, oh, it's time to teach Reiki. So we'll be teaching that this weekend. What's today? Monday? Yeah. So I have a lot of prepping to do. And I'm prepping for my Rocks and Reiki Master class, which is the first week of August. And so I have to get all my stones together, get them cleansed, charged. I'm driving up because I have so many stones. It's just too much money to ship it, and I don't like to ship those kind of stones because they're so special that if anything happened to them, I couldn't replace them. So I'm prepping for the next couple of weeks. I do have a lot of classes going on in New York in the first week of August. So, and I hope my air conditioning works when I get up there.
Oh my goodness. So what you're doing is you're putting all of your rocks in your car, and then you're going to be heading to Pennsylvania.
Oh no, Pennsylvania is in October.
No.
Yeah.
New York.
Yeah,
I'm
actually renting a van because I have so many stones. But I am teaching Rocks and Reiki Master, and that's where it's an interesting class because a lot of people do crystal Reiki, which is basically putting crystals on people and then running the Reiki. Actually this is probably a good topic to touch on. Have you taken Reiki, Amanda?
I have taken Reiki. I was going to say to you, and I don't know where Pennsylvania came from. I think I was just thinking. What I was going to say is that class where you were talking about, you're going to be teaching Reiki and the rocks. I think it would be pretty neat if you talked a little bit about, you know, how the Reiki and the rocks work together with what you do. Because, yes, I've taken Reiki, and I've also taken some, you know, study in crystal healing. But, you know, the whole thing is different compared to what you do. I do know that.
Yeah, that's a good topic. Well, first of all, Reiki, a lot of people are, much more familiar with the word Reiki now. It's interesting because a lot of people think that, you know, Reiki is this ancient thing. And actually, in essence, it is. It's really running divine energy, and it dates all the way back to the Lemurian peoples, Christ energy. I mean, whenever you run that high-level energy, that helps the body heal itself and connects to the divine. I consider that Reiki. But Dr. Asui, who discovered Reiki, he discovered it in the early 20s. So it's not 1920. So it's not even 100 years old yet, according to the traditional Asui Reiki, which I find mind-blowing. And I teach all of this in class. But,
that is mind-blowing.
Yes, and Takata came over to the United States, Mrs. Takata. She learned in Japan in 1936, came back to the States in 1938, but really didn't teach it because of Pearl Harbor in 1941. So she practiced it under the disguise of massage because she was a Japanese woman teaching a Japanese, method of healing right after Pearl Harbor. So, you know, that went over like a lead balloon. So she was so convinced that it was so healing that she practiced it under the guise of Reiki. And then in 1970, she started teaching it. And so she taught it from only 10 years, from 1970 to 1980. And then she passed away in 1980. And, millions upon millions, there's probably about 10 million people practicing Reiki level 1 and 2 out there. And, you know, probably about 4 or 5 million who are Reiki masters in the United States alone. That's today's stats. Thanks to Mrs. Takata. And so after she transitioned, I still feel connected to her a lot when I run Reiki, and I don't feel that she's dead. Clearly she's transitioned, but it's funny, I always refer to it as when she left the planet.
Left the planet, and then that's awesome, Allison.
What?
When she left the planet, how you were talking about when she left the planet and how you feel that connection. I was just commending you on that. That's amazing.
Oh, thank you, Amanda. It's so funny because I just talked to her. Like, when I teach Reiki, traditional Reiki, she's always in the room. And, you know, people can actually see her energy or feel her energy. And a lot of times when I do attunements, she's standing right there. And so it's funny because that was just a Freudian slip, so to speak. But I feel like she's around us all the time. And so when she left the planet, she left the planet in 1980. She transitioned. And then a lot of people started doing Reiki their own way. That's why there's so many different walks of Reiki, types of Reiki. And then, of course, don't forget, she learned from Dr. Hayashi, who attuned 13 masters, and she was only one of them. And so the other 12 masters went around in Europe and started teaching. And I learned Reiki in the States. I also learned Reiki in Europe. I've completed Reiki 1, 2 masters 17 times in my lifetime. I'm 47, so I really started around 17, started taking these classes. And so I've been attuned to Reiki level master 17 times, you know, throughout my life. And the reason I've done that is because I've always thought it was very healing. And, I've learned something for personal growth and spiritual transformation, and then eventually I ended up teaching it. But what's really amazing is there's so many different types of regular Reiki, okay? And in my traditional Reiki classes, I teach people that I bring in a lot of the European balance symbols, long distance symbols, and so my program is a little bit different than the traditional U.S. Takata Reiki. But then I get into rocks and Reiki, and then I get into, after that, sacred energy. Again, the sacred energy I touched on earlier in the show, where we work with ancient energies. Remember we talked about how I feel that Reiki dates back to the beginning of time. We work with that in certain high-level stones. But the important piece is my rocks and Reiki program, and I learned that over in Europe. And there are a lot of Reiki people in the States, and there's also a lot of crystal healers. And when I first came on the scene about 15 years ago, I said to people, I'm not really a traditional crystal healer. You know, do I do stone layouts? Yes, but a lot of them were in conjunction with the Reiki that I did. And so my first couple bios, I used to say I'm not a traditional crystal healer. Now, I have developed, created, and also trademarked certain crystal layouts. And I had to trademark them. I hate to say that, but I had to do that because so many people were taking them and then kind of changing them, and it doesn't have the same energy that, you know, changing one stone or taking the same stone layout and putting them in the different positions, it does change the energy. And so I just wanted to make sure people knew that this was, you know, the way that I teach it, and anybody can teach it however they want. Trust me, you know, it's a free world. But I've learned that working with the chakra systems and the meridians, certain stones and certain layouts and positions and strategic points along the meridians, the chakra system, and the auric field really do make a difference. So I'm very particular about that, and I teach that in the Rock Girl Foundation Treatment, which is my kind of level one stone layout, and then we start working with them in Rocks and Reiki 1, 2, 3, and Master. And so, you know, it's interesting, in the Rocks and Reiki program, we deal with the chakras, which are there's over 88,000 chakras in the human body, Amanda. Can you imagine? Over 88,000 chakras.
Huge.
Yeah, not just the seven that we normally deal with. So we kind of study that. We also work with the meridians, which are the energy channels, which bring the energy to the chakras and connect them, which is so important. And, of course, the auric field, which surrounds us. It's the layers of the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes that kind of keep everything safe and sound. And so I bring all three of those components into my Reiki program, and then in the Rocks and Reiki program, we do certain crystal layouts, and then most people put the crystals on and then just run regular Reiki. What I teach people to do is actually become the frequency of the stone and channel that. So, for instance, if we were using garnet, I teach you how to attune your frequency to that stone, and you are actually running garnet energy. Lapis lazuli is another stone that we can use in certain areas and points along the meridians. And I teach you how to connect to that stone, become that frequency, and run that frequency. So it's not just a crystal healing layout and then run some Reiki. We become the frequency of that stone. And I teach my students how to kind of transition from one frequency to another. And it's really not only healing for the client, but it's incredibly healing and transformational for the practitioner. So it's actually quite addicting. That's what I do with my time.
I would imagine it would be. That's great.
And then in the sacred energy, we also use certain stone layouts, and we actually channel those frequencies of the stones as well. But what we do is we go between the realms and beyond the veils of time, and we actually kind of run Lemurian frequency. I teach them how to run Atlantean frequency and ancient Egyptian. And so that the Lemurian frequency, for those people who just came back from Bimini, that's really where we went, is in between the realms. And so, you know, getting there is very important, but what we talked about earlier in the show, getting back into the here and now is also important. It's an important leg of the journey. And so in those classes, that's what I teach. And so the Rocks and Reiki program and the Sacred Energy program that I teach is really about becoming that frequency. And it's not leaving your physical body, Amanda, to get there. It's bringing that frequency into your physical body, and it really does elicit change. And it's very important for 2013 and beyond, because it's really helping our physical bodies attune to this much higher frequency of the next 5,125 years of this new world age. Now, I know that's a
mm-hmm.
lot of information. It's a lot of information, but I know that your listeners, you know, they're quite adept at all of this metaphysical stuff, so I hope that makes sense to them. And you know,
they can take a lot of this knowledge in, and it really does help to enlighten those. And if they need to learn more, you know, they can. So that, you know, that's what we're here for, is enlightenment and learning.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, last but not least, it's fun. You know, anybody who comes to the Rock Room North or the Rock Room South, we laugh. You know, it's fun, and actually, I'm still laughing about it. There was like, you know, we would get up in the morning in Bimini, we would do our crystal class, and we'd come back, have breakfast, and some people would go out and swim with the dolphins, and other people would go to this beautiful crystalline pool. It's really the ocean, but there was a vortex up at Spook Hill, and we would just float there in this amazing water and feel our energy attuned, and we would be in that water for 3 to 4 hours, but we would also laugh. And I have to tell you, I have not laughed like that in this lifetime as I can remember, or in my other lifetimes. And it's amazing how healing laughter is. And we would just, you know, we had such a cast of characters on that trip. And I'll give a shout out to Shelley and also to Peggy, because those are the two people who kept us laughing the most. But, you know, laughter is incredibly healing, and when you're kind of in that frequency, it does even more good than you can imagine. And in the Sacred Stone School, we do laugh, we do bond. And it's amazing, because I see all these people come to the Sacred Stone School from all over the country and also all over the world. I have people from Singapore, Japan, Indonesia, a lot of people from the Netherlands, you know, especially Denmark, things like that, the U.K., South Africa, New Zealand, Australia, and they all come into this one room with all of these stones, and everybody goes out a little bit more connected. And again, when I started doing this, I never even thought that would happen. I just wanted to teach about stones, but the connection of that high heart chakra energy is really starting to become apparent, and that's how. You know, we not only do we connect through crystal grids, but we also remember the crystalline structure of a human being is the same as a stone. And so as you connect to the stones, you also connect to each other. So that's my little
absolutely
soliloquy on rocks and Reiki.
Cool. We're going to take a really quick break, and then we're going to come back and take some callers. How does that sound, Allison?
That sounds great, Amanda.
All right, so we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to WTGM Radio. You can check out Allison at therockgirl.com. You can call in at 347-237-5339, and we will be right back after this commercial break. You are listening to Messages of Light, and I am your host, Amanda Dowell. We will be right back.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and theshelterpetproject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
are listening to Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now, back to Amanda.
Okay, you are listening to WGGM Radio. We are now back on the show, and we have Allison, my rock sister, with me. Welcome back, Allison.
Thank you, Amanda. I have to say, I really loved that commercial that you played about the cat and the shelter animals.
Oh, my goodness. That is one I can't get enough of. I think that commercial is so funny because it's playing with a cell phone, and I know it's calling for Chinese food, and I couldn't help it. It's like, oh, that one's really cute, so I've got to play it. It's just fit for the show. So are you ready to take some callers?
I sure am, and I just want to let everyone know if they go to the Rock Roll Sacred Stone School page, on Facebook, I just posted a picture of this crystalline grid that we did. You'll see it. It's actually was charging in the moonlight, and you could see the beautiful colors.
Oh, wow.
On it. But, yeah, if anyone wants to take a look at that. And then I'm also going to try and post a group picture of the Lemurian Crystal Council 2013, a group of us. So you could take a look at your future Lemurian seed crystal sisters and brothers. So we do hope you join us. So.
That's wonderful. That sounds like so healing. So we're going to try our first caller here, which is area code 201. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good.
Oh, are you there?
Yeah. You today?
This is Brittany from New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to ask that. Hi, Brittany. It's Allison and Amanda. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Very good. What is your question today?
I just wanted to know if you could tell me anything about, like, my career.
Okay.
And,
it's only one question since we, since we don't have much time, but the more specific you are, the more specific the question. So what do you want to know about your career?
I guess just where the next step may be and a good move to take. I do makeup and fashion styling and stuff like that, but I've kind of been trying to make a decision on a clear-cut choice.
Yeah, are you in school or did you just come out of school because they're showing school?
I've been thinking about going back, but...
Ah, okie dokie, very good. Yeah, they kept showing school. Okay.
I know, I keep hearing that.
Okay, all right. Well, those are your big gun guides telling you that you need a little bit more training in a specific area. The school is also going to help you place you in a job on the career path higher up than if you went around knocking at doors. But let's take a more closer look here. Three numbers between 1 and 42.
Choose one?
Oh, yeah, three numbers. Yeah, between 1 and 42. 1, 2, 3.
Okay, 7, 12, and 30.
All right, isn't that funny? When you actually started talking, this one stone rolled out, which is the new beginning stone, and you actually chose that. On a, wow, 30, 10, 20, 30, a number between 1 and 4?
2.
2, a number between 1 and 6?
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, three more numbers between 1 and 42?
9, 12, and 33.
9, 12, and 30. I love that number, 33. Okay. Number between 1 and 4?
3.
3. A number between 1 and 6?
2.
2. Okay. Now, what exactly is it that you do again?
It's a combination. It's makeup, hair, fashion, styling. I've been freelancing.
Okay. Yeah, because it's interesting. The second set of stones is about, you help people really start to, like, feel better about themselves, and it's really in a different facet of what most people are used to. You have that healing ability of pulling things together and helping people really like being themselves. Does that make sense? You can look at something, you can see the natural beauty, the natural shine, sparkle, if you will, in a person and bring out their essence. And so really, you know, you want to really look at this as you're a certain type of healer, helping women in particular find that kind of self-love part of themselves, okay? It's something that at one point, if you want to talk to me further, we can look into more details for that, because that's a really important part of this healing, really super important part of celebrating the divine feminine, okay? When you go out into the world, do your bio, your write-up, your resume, bring in celebrating the divine feminine. You have this stone called the peach calcite. It's a new stone that I introduced in 2013, and it's really about celebrating the divine feminine, whether you're short, tall, skinny, not so skinny, etc. Okay? Weirdly enough, are you kind of in the fashion scene in New York yet or no?
Yes, I've done Fashion Week a couple of times.
You what?
Yeah, I've done Fashion Week in New York.
Yeah, yeah. You ever think of working with, like, real-life people or plus-size models?
No, not really, but I would do it.
Okay. Start looking into that, because you have a niche to help people heal. And as far as your career goes, the first stones is all about intuition, follow your intuition. It is heart healing what you do. You have to kind of keep that in the back of your mind, because you have to come forth as from a healing point of view, as opposed to change this so you fit in kind of look. The center stone is the most important. It's the malachite egg. It's the one that I told you rolled out, okay, when we first started this reading. Eggs are the sign of new beginning, but also health, wealth, and prosperity. Then you picked the same stone twice in the same position, even though I reshuffled them. It's the lapis lazuli. It's about female empowerment, okay? But it does say that you need to go back to the drawing, go back to school just for a little bit to hone your craft. Are you going back for photography or dressing for photography? What is this thing? Because they keep showing cameras clicking.
I mean, I used to kind of model and do that stuff myself, but I don't know.
Yeah, no, they're putting you behind the camera. Are you taking pictures? What are you doing?
Well, yeah, I like to take pictures and... But, I mean, it's just like Instagram stuff and stuff like that, nothing too serious.
Okay. Well, what are you thinking of going back to school for?
Something with business or just something to kind of put like tie it all together.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, what they're showing, okay, is as far as your career goes, it's going to be with women, helping women feel better about themselves by finding that essence within. Okay, and this reading is an archive, so you can always go back and listen to it. Okay, you are on the right track as far as this kind of like fashion industry, but come from it from a different point of view. They show that you're going to be taking real people or plus size models and really bringing their beauty into focus. They're putting you behind the camera, whether it's director, photographer, something like that, but they do show you working with a magazine type format and then perhaps even a television magazine. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a huge leap from where you are now, but they are showing that you can do it. They do show that if you want to fast track it, do go back to school for a specific thing, not starting all over, because really what it is, it's going to be a networking thing. You know, they're giving a quick nod to business, but they're showing business with camera. Okay, so I don't know whether it's photography school or working with a photographer, but it's going to give you the connections that, like, taking the plug and plugging it into the wall instead of kind of walking around in the dark, because right now you feel like you're groping for work and groping for connections, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what they're showing. But do go back to school for a specific thing. It's only a couple classes. It's not, you know, another 2 or 3 year program. But choose carefully who the teachers are, because you're going to have an opportunity to do an internship or apprenticeship. You may not get paid for that, okay, but it's going to be well worth it, because they're putting you in the starting chute, kind of like the starting gate, so to speak, by working with this particular. It might even be someone who's moonlighting as a teacher who has a pretty big power job. They keep putting you in magazine and fashion. So start searching for a program that is being taught. And the guide's saying you're asking for specifics, so here they are, by someone who is in the industry but teaching a class or perhaps a training course. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I live in Northern Jersey, like 15 minutes outside of New York, so.
Yeah, so go back and take that, but it's really more for the connections and the networking, and it's some type of thing to do with the magazine, and they're putting you behind the camera, bringing things into focus. Now, that does not mean a literal photographer, but it could be kind of a director or a coordinator.
It all makes sense. Yeah, it definitely all makes sense.
Okay, good. So I do hope that gives you direction. And it's saying,
yeah,
as far
definitely.
As the timing goes, you know, start looking for something now. Something, opportunities are going to pop up in August, and they show you moving forward with this in September, and that if you get on the bus now, so to speak, if you take advantage of this, you could be starting something new and exciting in January. So I hope that helps you.
Awesome. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, well, you take good care and call back in another time and let us know how it's going.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, our next caller is area code 780. You're on the line with Amanda and Allison. How can we help you?
Hey, Amanda. Hey, Allison. It's Jay calling from Canada. How's it going?
Hey, I think I've talked to you before, haven't I?
Yes, you do. You have a great memory. Thank you.
Yeah, well, it's the frequency and the sound of the voice. Yeah, it's been many moons ago, and I don't know whose show, but
yeah.
The guides are saying again. So, welcome. How are you?
Hey, pretty good. My question is actually, relationship coming into this year, I'd like to know where I'm going to meet this person and what stone can I use to attract this person?
Oh, okay, very good. Let me just link these stones to you real fast. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, did you feel that? We linked? Are you there?
Yes. I'm here.
Did you feel that? It was almost like someone playing a piano on your chakras. Did you feel that?
Yeah, it sounds like actually on my heart, actually, too.
Okay, good. Yeah, I had to relink them to you for some reason because there is a guardedness, but you're good now. You wanted to zoom into matters of the heart, and so we shall. Three numbers between 1 and 42.
Three numbers between 1 and 42.
Mm-hmm.
3,
mm-hmm.
41,
mm-hmm.
and 25.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, number between 1 and 4.
1, 4, 3.
1, 2, number between 1 and 6.
6.
Okay, 3 more numbers between 1 and 42.
3 numbers between 3, 1 and 42.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay. 21.
Okay.
34. And 11.
4. 11. Okay, number between 1 and 4.
1 and 4, 2.
A number between 1 and 6.
5.
2. Okay, great. All right, so basically, now, how do you know you're going to meet the person this year?
I had a good feeling about
it. Okay. All right. Yeah, now it's going to be more towards the end of the year, and I'll tell you why. If not beginning of January, the speed and timing of this all depends on you. What you've been asking for is a soul connection, a karmic connection, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, because it's showing up in stones. You have the karmic connection, and you have actually it's going to be reconnecting to someone from a past life, which you already know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what you need to know, you have the stones of change in here. The first set of stones is the clear quartz, which is all about finding clarity. You want a family? Is that what you've been asking for?
I haven't been asking for that, no.
You have or you have not been?
Have not.
Okay, when you meet this person, do you want to have a family? Do you want to get married?
Possibly, to see if the connection is there.
Yeah. Well, if it's a karmic connection and it's a positive karmic connection, of course, the connection will be there.
Mm-hmm.
But they're showing that they're showing the root chakra stone, okay? And they're showing some type of family, okay? Then there's the new beginning stone, okay? It's the same one as the last caller got, but I reshuffled. It's the malachite egg. It's about new beginnings, health, wealth, and prosperity. You have the karmic connection stone and the change direction. The second set of stones is the rose quartz, which is matters of the heart. Then you have the orange calcite, which is about attraction. Interestingly enough, you have the past life connection, then you have positive change and a soul connection, okay? In both sets of stones, it's validating that you are going to have this karmic connection, but it's also saying right after that stone that there needs to be some positive changes, okay, in order to do that. There's a few more things that you have been working on that the guides want you to tweak, Are you aware of what they are?
No, I don't.
Okay. Are you considering, where are you from, Canada?
Yes.
Okay. What type of life change has been teetering on the outside of your kind of auric field? Is it a move? Is it a job change? They're showing that there's some type of change that you've been considering making.
Not possibly a career, but just more getting myself out there, basically, more like just putting myself
out
there.
What, for meeting people?
Yeah, meeting people, actually.
Okay. All right, yeah, because they are showing that it's going to be a lifestyle change, and it's only a little bit, they're showing a compass, and it's only a small change, and you'll make this reconnection. But they're showing that it's a change that you've almost been resistant to do. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. And so the sooner you make that change, the sooner you go on to meet this person. It could be as early as November. No later than January is your window of opportunity. Doesn't mean that the opportunity is not going to come again. Interesting. Have you done these spiritual dating sites?
I did one just right now, actually.
Which one is it?
POF, I think, or something like that. It's one based in Canada here.
Okay. Try yoursoulmatch.com. Yoursoulmatch.com, it's a new one that's out on the scene. A lot of my clients have been on it, and actually some of them have great success. There were even some connections down in Bimini that have been made. Yoursoulmatch.com. Now, this person, I'm not sure if they're in Canada, but they are in Canada, but not sure if they're a citizen of Canada. It feels French, but not French-Canadian. Does that make sense? So, you know, kind of do cast the net wide and try yoursoulmatch.com. You do need to put yourself out there, because what's happening is that they're right on the other side of the plexiglass, which means they know that you're there, just like you know that they're there, but you haven't made that connection. Do work on your energy field. Have you done any chakra work, energy work, things like that?
No, I just do a regular meditation to clear my, to clear channel, if you want to call it the different chakra. Well, yeah, if you want to call it different chakras, yeah, I do that on a regular basis.
Okay, because what they're showing is you want to focus more on, you've been doing a really good job on your spiritual chakras. But again, if you want to meet somebody in this, on this planet, in Earth, in this time of now, work on your solar plexus, your sacral chakra, and your root chakra, which is all about being in your physical body. What it's going to do is light up your auric field a little bit brighter so that person can recognize you. You know how Paul Revere ran through, you know, the British are coming and they have the lanterns, you know?
It shows
that you need to kind of lighten up, you know, turn up your light. It's almost a dimmer. You need to turn your volume up a bit, you see?
Yeah.
And try this spiritual dating stuff, because the person on the other side feels your energy but doesn't know how to contact you. Does that make sense? And that is one of the changes that the guides are asking you to make. And it's a comfortable change, because you can put yourself out there, but you don't have to kind of like be as vulnerable, just kind of floating around in the universe, because already with these spiritual dating services, they're more like metaphysical dating services. It's religiously neutral. This person is going to be on the same page, and they will have done a lot of the same work that you've done. Does that make sense?
Yes.
But don't just limit it to Canada, because they're showing me that they may be in or around Canada, but they hail, H-A-I-L maybe, from a different place. They hail. They come from a different place. And when the guides show me these old words, it's coming directly from them, because it's not in my normal vocabulary. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And so when meditating, really focus on bringing in that spiritual energy into your physical and really put yourself out there through this network. I mean, you know, God bless Facebook and all of this internet, because it's connecting people worldwide in a way they haven't before. And it's really a form of telepathic information, if you think about it. It's through energy waves that all of the cell phone and internet connect. But they do show, you know, if you really take that courageous leap. Are you timid? They're showing that it's going to take courage to kind of put yourself out there, and they're showing again. I don't know. Did you meet someone and then get hurt and withdraw?
Well, no, it does a while back now. It's like I got, right now in my life, I got to take some chances. and go for it, actually, especially this year, actually, too. So.
Okay, yeah. Well, put yourself out there and really network. The meditation is very good, but I want the guides want you to kind of bring it more into your physical body. A lot of times when we meditate, I actually do, I did two radio shows on meditation, Meditation in Mother Earth Part 1 and Part 2. And a lot of times when we meditate, it's kind of like lifting out of our body to connect to the spirit. And these really show about how bringing spirit into your body. And you know, one is not better than the other. I like to do both or alternate. But in this case, it's bringing more energy into your physical body so the other person on this planet can recognize you. And they're out there. They're on the other side of the veil. Brighten up the, turn up the volume so they can see you. And you know, like I said, you're going to have a lot of fun doing this. They're showing making new a network of friends, new groups, and it's going to be a really positive step forward. And you will meet that soul match. They're showing the Merlin Candle Quartz after the it's funny because the stones that you chose, they're all red, orange, or yellow. And if you look on the chakra chart, that's exactly what, where they want you to attune to. So I hope that helps. It was really fun reading for you.
Oh, yeah, thanks much. It was always great talking to you, too. So
yeah, thank you.
I recognize my energy. Thanks. Thanks, Amanda. Thanks, Rock Girl.
All right. Talk to you soon. Enjoy.
Talk to you soon.
All right, Amanda.
Okay, so
I think it's
two more. We have two more, but do you want to wrap up, Allison?
Yeah, I can do one more, then we're going to wrap it up, and then I know we have your reading to do, because I have somewhere to be at 1:30, so we can do one more.
I know you do. I figured you did. Okay, well, we have 314-225. You're on with Amanda and Allison. How are you?
I am fine, Amanda and Allison. It's Claudia. How are you?
Hey, Claudia. How are you?
I am good. It's so great to hear you on Amanda's show, Allison. How's everything going?
Oh, it's great. It's super great. It's great to connect to you, too. I've seen you on Facebook, so it's, I feel like I've never left.
Oh, yeah, is that great? Yeah, I my question actually has to do with what's happening in the future for me. I'm going through a divorce, and I wanted to know how much longer this whole process is going to last because it's taken a ridiculous amount of time, and I just want the whole thing to be over and done with. I want an equitable settlement, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to sit there and end up forking over a ton of money to the lawyers with all the, you know, having this drag out as long as it has. Any insights?
Okay, most excellent detailed question. I like those. Three numbers
Thank
between
you.
1 and 42.
30.
Okay.
33.
Mm-hmm.
6.
Okay, a number between 1 and 4?
3.
A number between 1 and 6?
2.
A number, okay, excellent. Three more numbers between 1 and 42.
Okay, 19.
Okay.
29.
Okay.
And 40.
Okay, a number between 1 and 4?
2.
A number between 1 and 6?
3.
1, 2, 3. Okay. You know, very, very, very interesting here. The first line of stones, you know, the first stone that you chose, I think you chose last time, it's that peach calcite.
Uh-huh.
It's all about this new divine
right.
feminine frequency. Then you have the amber, which is healing, and then you have the chalcopyrite, which is the metaphysical world. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The first stone is smoky quartz. It's all about you're on the right track. Weirdly enough, when I picked up the other stone, the green calcite, it turned bright green. You know, which is all about, you know, healing kind of heartache and resentment, that kind of thing. It's more like, so, you know, and it's weird. It's resentment or it's pain that was that kind of like happened earlier on in your life, and this is bringing up through this. The guides, you know, these guides, they talk in riddles, and sometimes I can find it frustrating, but my job is to help, you know, kind of bring you the message so you can see it clearer. You can, quote unquote, from the guides, you can accelerate this process by accelerating your own healing process, you see? The energy is a little bit stuck in the abyss here. There is some healing that needs to go on. Now, you know, they keep pointing to your business. They want you to hurry up and start this new business. Have you done that yet?
New business. Yes,
well,
I'm working towards that.
Okay.
It's a new division within the same company.
What did you say?
I said it's a new division within the same company. It's basically new to me.
Oh, okay. But does it have anything to do with the metaphysical work that you do?
Not yet, no.
Okay. Well, they're saying don't wait to start that part. Are you starting a metaphysical business or a little thing on the side?
No.
Okay. They're showing the word again, so what we must have done. Do you work with angels?
A little bit on my own, but not really with other people.
Okay.
I mean, I teach yoga. Yeah.
You teach yoga. Okay. Because you pulled the Labradorite egg, okay? Eggs are new beginnings.
Okay.
Labradorites are the stone of illumination. And there's this friggin' blue angel that's appearing in the stone, okay? All right, it's a blue angel. It could be Machiel. Do you work with one of the ascended masters?
You know what that means, Claudia.
I know
Claudia.
Exactly who it is. Yeah, it's Archangel Michael. It's Archangel Michael.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he's saying that, you know, it's right after the hematite, which is business, which is right after the blue calcite, which is teaching about it. And so, weirdly enough, they're kind of keeping you in the abyss. You know, start bringing Archangel Machiel, Michael, into whatever you're doing now, okay? He wants you to get the message out. I have no idea what that message is. That's between you and him. But it's very important. What's going to happen is through delivering that message, it's going to help finish your healing, and then this divorce will keep going. Will continue on its way. They're showing that it could very well be completely wrapped up by this fall, end of October, beginning of November. Okay.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, they're showing barbed wire with a little snags on it, and how you know people try and walk past it and get snagged on it. The snafu is the word they're showing, snafu.
Sure.
And just kind of, do the rest of the healing work that you need to. They're showing the time is ripe at the end of July, beginning of August, to kind of release. It's like hitting the release button. And then everything else will go smoothly. Has there been an exchange of words kind of on the heated heart kind of aching thing with you and your husband?
Ironically enough, no, there has not been. There's total silence between us. But the interesting thing is I think that the heated words are coming from him through my daughter. She's 15.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, because they're showing that as the – I just asked the guides what the snafu is, and they're showing heated words. And so what you want to do, okay, is to connect to Archangel Michael Machiel. Ask him to bring healing around that, and what they're showing is the barbed part on the barbed wire are kind of just like melting away. And as soon as that, you know, it's kind of holding up the energy, and the reason is that you really needed to take a look at it and release it. They're showing that you have that power within you to kind of elicit that response, okay? But you really need to start getting groups together, whether it's radio, whether it's through radio, internet. They're showing it doesn't have to be in person and really spreading the word. He's told you what needs to be delivered as far as what he wants you to be his messenger for. Is that correct?
If he has, I don't have any knowledge of it.
Okay. Go back and sit with him for a while, and it's a message.
Okay.
It's not my message. It's his message to you, but it's to help you get it out to other people for a higher level of healing, and you can bring it through your yoga and embodiment. There's an energy body that I teach in chakra balancing between the energy body is like an energetic wetsuit. It's under the layer of the skin but yet over the physical organs, and that's where a lot of our stuff is caught, and somehow bring that release work into your yoga, and he really wants you to spread the message. In doing so, you're going to bring your frequency higher and kind of almost sail over this barbed wire. With a husband, it doesn't show him kind of transcending that energetic level anytime soon, but you can do that. And so what you want to do is release. They're showing me about five different kind of points on the barbed wire, and you can release at least three of them and get where you need to go. You're the one who's going to have to take the high road, so to speak, on this in order to get this thing done. And look at it as a release, not as a letting go of something you believe in. Does that make sense?
Oh, it's to- totally a release for me. I'm letting go of something that wasn't serving my purpose, and I recognize
yeah.
that.
And you
I
know,
mean,
listen.
I haven't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're showing that the husband is going to fall on some hard times as far as emotional
mm-hmm.
and energetic. And these are
yeah.
lessons that you have been kind of safety netting from. So don't be surprised, you know, that may happen. And just do the best you can. You have one daughter, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, they're showing one daughter. You know, you're not going to be able to shield her from everything, but if you can explain it to
mm-hmm.
her, then that will be part of her growth process as well. Does that make
of
sense?
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, it does. I'm just a little confused about what this message is. I'll have to do some meditations.
Yeah, do you work with angel cards or something? I mean, he's trying
oh, yeah.
to give you clear
oh, yeah.
and direct signs.
Okay.
And now, Amanda works with the angels too, don't you, Amanda?
Yeah. Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
All right. So maybe you guys can bounce that. You know, it's really about, interestingly enough, it has something to do with planetary healing, but it's
mm-hmm.
really bringing the energy body to a right and perfect state so it
mm-hmm.
can elicit that. It's really starting you, it's starting you down a much bigger path, but it's going to start with this one particular message. It could
okay.
center around forgiveness, but it's really kind of on this higher realm. It's
okay.
not my department, but the two of you, I'm sure,
uh-huh.
can figure it out.
Okay.
But they keep
sounds
showing.
Like a plan.
Yeah. Do you work with Gabrielle too, Gabriel?
Well, let's just put it this way. I haven't really heard them very much at all lately, but it doesn't mean that they're not trying to send messages to me.
Yeah,
they're
trying to.
Yeah. So, I
yeah.
mean, as far as Gabriel is concerned, I haven't really heard or talked too much to him. I really need to get more in tune with talking to them.
Yeah, yeah, because that's really going to help raise your frequency and help you move
okay.
the energy along. They keep showing
okay.
that trumpet or that message. So
okay.
just spend a little bit more time with them, maybe a little bit each day, and it's going to keep your
okay.
frequency up high enough so you can transcend
okay.
this kind of, like, emotional barbed wire stuff and get things
okay.
moving along. So I do hope that helps you.
It does. Thank you so much, Allison. I really do appreciate taking time to talk to you.
No, oh, you're so welcome.
You take time to talk to me.
All right. Well, smooth sailing there, my friend.
Thank
and
you.
Do stay in touch.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
I will. You do the same. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, Amanda, I got to wrap this
right.
up, and then what I'll do is I'll do your reading, but we'll do it off air.
Sure.
Does that
right.
work
well, I'm
going
to end the show now. Yeah, I'm going to end the show now and just advertise you, and I'll talk to you in a minute.
Okay, great. You know how to find me. Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. You have been listening to WGGM Radio. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, and we will see you next week on Messages of Light. Blessings.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star in every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, justify the love, I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God.